When you think of the accordion, there are certain styles and places that immediately come to mind. Polkas in Central Europe, Zydeco in Louisiana, Tango in Argentina. But environmental preservation music from Madagascar? That is exactly what accordionist Regis Gazav has been doing for the past decade, traveling the world, singing about the plight of the forests in the fabled Indian Ocean Islands. Regis Gazav is Madagascar's most renowned accordionist. With curly hair and a huge smile, he often looks a little short standing behind his huge button accordion. His home, Madagascar, is one of the poorest countries in the world, with an annual per capita income of less than $300. This makes accordions, and even the parts to repair them, well out of reach for most Malagash. In rural parts of the island, you'll often find the accordions held together with tape or clothespins. The extreme poverty on the island has led to massive deforestation. Regis Gazav's latest album, Mikea, is dedicated to this subject.
This is an album that talks about the environment, an album dedicated to safeguard the Mikea. The Mikea are people who live in the forest, live off the land, farming and hunting as they did long, long ago. Today they are threatened by the deforestation. If there is no more forest, there is no Mikea. All will be ruined once we've lost the forest, lost the environment.
Gazav's goals through both the album and international tours are not just to raise awareness of the problem, but to work to return to a sustainable level of development and to prevent the last forests in southern Madagascar from being cleared. The accordion has actually been part of Malagash music for generations to such an extent that it is considered part of the traditional repertoire.
Its use in Madagascar dates back to 1896, when the French colonized the island. It was such a versatile instrument that people in villages all over the country quickly began adapting it into their music.
Regis Gazav started playing the accordion at age 5 and began composing as a teenager.
I have been very lucky because my father, my uncles, my ancestors all played the accordion. In Madagascar, we play the accordion as part of our traditional culture.
The accordion is so important to Malagash culture that you can find it in just about every ritual and celebration, including trance ceremonies. Regis Gazav's first experience with Malagash trance music occurred as a child. It was back in 1977 when a young woman heard the sound of an accordion from a neighboring hut, started dancing, and immediately fell into a trance. Quickly, they sent for the town's top musician, yes, Regis Gazav, age 12, who played and played, calmed, and eventually freed the woman from her trance. Since then, trance has been an important element in Regis Gazav's music. Michal Shapiro produced the definitive three-disc collection of accordion music, Planet Squeezebox, accordion music from around the world, for the Ellipsis Arts label.
They go into a trance and they talk to their dead ancestors. They really do. And their dead ancestors are always with them. I mean, this is a country where they disinter their relatives once a year and have lunch with them and bring them up to date on what's happening with the family.
But accordions aren't normally the first instrument that comes to mind when you think of trance music.
But it actually makes sense. After all, breathing is a big part of going into a trance, the way you breathe, the regularity of it. And certainly an accordion is a perfect example of a breathing instrument. It has lungs, it has bellows.
Over the past decade, Regis Gazav has toured through Europe, Africa, and North America, accordion in hand, combining both trance music with his songs about the forests in Madagascar. He won the prestigious Découverte competition organized by Radio France International in 1990, which led him to move to Paris. It was in Paris where he recorded his latest album, Mikea, available on Chaniki Records. Regis Gazav will be performing in the Great Lakes in early May, with concerts in Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dan Rosenberg in Ann Arbor, Michigan.